And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
This is the first official alert to the people of the Earth. Your planet is under attack. The life forms, including yourselves, are heading into a phase of dramatic change. It is already underway. As a matter of fact, it is well underway. The changes you are seeing in your climate, your weather, your oceans, and land have been warning you for years. You just may be entering the twilight zone of life. Please pay attention and make plans to do what needs to be done. Stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Over the past 2.5 years, the Wildside News has brought you reports and conducted interviews with an incredible array of scientists, scholars, advocates, activists, in an effort to follow the trends that emerge in nature and the environment. As you know, the archives are filled with the greatest voices of the earth, people who are doing the fieldwork, conducting the research, compiling the numbers, and tracking the changes. And during this time, the voices are sounding an ever more ominous warning that things are going very wrong with the living systems. And though the Wildside News has tried to shy away from alarmist rants and rhetoric, a time comes when the truths converge into a sense of the moment, and that moment is now. This is the first official declaration of the impending threat to our living systems. In our first segment, I will be detailing this declaration. Please listen carefully. In our second segment, we'll be talking with Dr. Jeremy Jackson, who works with Scripps Institution of Oceanography, who has been conducting research on an amazing myriad of oceanic factors and has announced recently that a serious collapse is taking place in the oceans right now, that the vastness is now replacing the once flourishing diversity of fish and mammals and corals and phytoplankton, all thrumming in a dance of life, with a downtrending simplification of form. And with the losses of a large species, the oceans are filling with something resembling the original oceans in which life evolved. That primordial slime is taking over. In segment 3, we head on out to New Mexico and talk with Bill Shudlick, who is committed to keeping the historic wilderness free from oil and gas leases because he loves to catch cutthroat trout, and his friends like to hunt, and others love the open vastness of the Grand Valley that is Valle Vidal. It's all coming up, but as always, we begin with the news. The heat wave that gripped California for 2 weeks, causing 136 deaths, is on the move and is currently cooking people from Chicago to Cleveland. With temperatures stuck at around 100 degrees all over the eastern half of the nation, record demands are stressing local and regional power supplies. Lights are dimmed in the evenings in New York and the nation's capital, where the heat is expected to continue through Friday. The third tropical storm of the season is lumbering around the Caribbean, trying to decide if it's going to deliver a big punch to Florida and the Gulf states, or leave it up to another celebrity storm. Experts are predicting another challenging hurricane season, as water temperatures in the Gulf remain at record high levels, which are the driving force that whips a sleeper storm into a twisting tyrant. Oil rigs in the Gulf are also watching which way the wind blows as the Senate approves an offshore drilling bill that could see hundreds more oil rigs popping up along the Gulf Coast. The House version of the bill would open up offshore drilling from New England to Alaska. The controversial bill now moves to Senate and House negotiators for a compromise draft. The war raging between Israel and Lebanon resulted in a massive oil spill along the Lebanese coast that threatens hundreds of miles of coastline and is expected to take many months to clean up. It is Lebanon's worst environmental crisis. The spill came after Israeli planes bombed a Lebanese power plant, dumping 15,000 tons of oil into the eastern Mediterranean. Depending on the winds, the oil spill could affect beaches in Turkey, Greece, and Cyprus. A serious oil spill occurred along one of Russia's largest export pipelines near the border with Ukraine and Belarus. Conflicting reports about the extent of the spill vary, but some say as much as 4 square miles have been affected by the spill. The European economy is also in conflict, as reports vary about the possible slowdown of imports to Europe, which receives 1/8 of their oil from the Russian fields. The price of oil worldwide took a jump back up, as reports from the spill and insecurity in the Middle East continued. China announced that over the last 5 days, the Yunnan province carried out the slaughter of 50,000 dogs in an effort to quell an apparent outbreak of rabies. Of the 200,000 residents, 360 suffered dog bites in 2005, of which 3 people died. The response was particularly brutal, as killing teams spread out and snatched dogs from owners and killed them immediately with clubs. And scientists have taken a stand for evolution, claiming that the bird named after the discoverer of evolution, the Darwin finch, has exhibited an evolutionary change within just 20 years. The Darwin's finch has a beak which is exactly the right size to eat a specific sized seed. A recent immigrant began outcompeting the Darwin's finch for the seed sources, at which point the Darwin's finch evolved its beak into a smaller form, thus permitting it to feed on smaller seeds. Conclusion? Evolution is alive and well. And that's the news. This is your first official alert. We humans go through life minding our business, doing what we do, until, that is, a siren sounds. We hear them each day on the news, in Lebanon and in Israel, as air raid sirens sound to warn the population of an impending missile attack. And we've seen the brutal results for those who ignored the siren's warning. Many people in small towns across America and around the world hear sirens to tell them of a potential tornado. It means take cover in your basement on the wall facing the storm. In years past, every community in America had a civil defense siren that beckons citizens to head to their civil defense shelters immediately for protection and to tune in to the emergency radio broadcast frequency and to follow the directions provided. We all know that when a siren sounds, it means it is time to stop whatever you are doing and take protective action. In that spirit, the Wildside News sounds its first living defense siren. This is your official warning that the ongoing attacks on the air, on the land, and the sea are getting worse, and that critical measures must be taken immediately to protect yourself and your family from possible harm. The warning is based on the collective intelligence reports from scientists, researchers, and the public at large that various areas around the world are facing potentially catastrophic change. In many areas, the loss of life has already reached alarming proportions. Reports from the field indicate that 90% of all large fish are gone. Continued overfishing combined with bottom trawling is severely damaging the homelands of the remnant populations. Toxic chemicals are attacking shorelines and creating vast areas where life as we've known it has been exterminated and is being replaced with massive bacteria and algae broths, which are fatal to native species and can cause serious health risks in humans. Local residents are encouraged to take action immediately to turn this deadly tide that is engulfing large areas along the Gulf and eastern states. Meanwhile, the air attack continues from the unseen and odorless carbon and oxygen mixture that is bringing about severe changes in weather patterns, resulting in killer heat, crop-destroying droughts, and the elimination of water sources upon which whole societies depend. Long-term effects could see coastal cities devastated by rising ocean levels. People living in remote island communities are already being forced to flee the rising waters. Global citizens are warned to be especially aware that some members of their communities are suffering dramatic and near catastrophic genocide already. Due to germ and toxic attacks, frogs, salamanders, and the entire class of amphibians may witness a mass extinction. Any animals dependent on amphibians are warned to seek alternative food sources if available. And communities suffering already from the loss of amphibians are warned to be prepared for significant rises in insect populations, which could result in greater incidence of West Nile virus. Citizens are encouraged to take immediate action to assure adequate water supplies as drought, early snowmelt, and melting glaciers are posing extraordinary risks to areas which rely on food crops and water for their survival. Remember that humans can survive for only 3 days without water. The population is also being advised to prepare for more frequent and longer-lasting record heat waves as the effects of the attack on the planetary air systems is being felt worldwide. Humans who rely on such food sources as beef, chicken, and hogs should be particularly cautious to have alternative food sources available, as animal food sources can be severely impacted by long-sustained heat. An added danger arises to both livestock and humans, as electric power systems are now operating at maximum levels. Failures this past week have resulted in the deaths of hundreds of humans and thousands of livestock in the U.S. alone. Global insecurities are also threatening oil supplies and threats to the economies of oil-dependent countries, which is already being felt in increasing deaths from armed conflicts around the world. Tensions between competing nations are pushing the global family of nations to the breaking point. All citizens are encouraged to become aware of any immediate dangers and take necessary actions to prevent loss of life and relieve suffering. Civil defense networks are forming around the world, and all citizens are encouraged to find them and seek their assistance and to actively volunteer their time and resources to defend all life on Earth. Failure to take immediate action will only accelerate the chaos, suffering, and death of the Earth's inhabitants. Citizens must prepare for a long and difficult battle against the forces which threaten the very existence of life as we've known it. However, it is a battle for life itself. It is a time for every man, woman, and child to struggle on to victory, for peace is possible, but only if you act now. This concludes the first Earth Alert on your Voice of the Earth here on the Wild Side News.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.